This is it. This is a truly great night. We begin the Paschal Triduum in gathering with our Lord at the Last Supper. In that special moment, surrounded by his friends, the ones who he once called servants, but now in the intimacy of this beautiful Passover celebrated together, he elevates them to the level of friends. And in doing so, he establishes the Eucharist. He celebrates the first Mass in foreshadowing his crucifixion in the following day. He offers the bread and the wine, and he himself turns it into himself. So, and thus confecting the sacrament, beginning the holy sacrament of the Eucharist, which we will go on to celebrate continuously. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And thus, in establishing the Eucharist with his friends, he establishes the priesthood as well. The apostles were the first priests, the first bishops to be exact. He gives them that power to celebrate this new sacrament that he has formed for us, so that we can continue that every day, the great healing power of Christ. You can see how we've been doing this for a long time. And it's such a beautiful thing that we can gather together in this way. It's very special for me. My first year as a priest, celebrating this very first feast, the Last Supper, the first Mass, and joining with all of those who came before me in union with Christ, the High Priest. And Christ does even more than that. He always surprises us, right? And so not only does he establish the Eucharist and the priesthood, he gives us a new model of what love is, of what love means. Charity. Charity is willing the good of the other without expecting anything in return. The law of Moses said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," which is a very powerful statement, a very good statement. But Christ took it a step further. He wanted to do even more, because he recognized that if we love others as we love ourselves, there's a limit there, because we don't always love ourselves as we should, and not in the right ways that we should. So Christ gave us a new commandment, mandatum, the first words of the antiphon that says, "A new commandment I give you." That's why often you will hear this day called Maundy Thursday, based from mandatum, which is the washing of the feet. And he said, "Love one another as I have loved you." That is limitless. Christ loved us so much that he died for us on the cross. He offered himself entirely to us without holding anything back, sacrificing himself for our sake. And that's exactly what he tells us to do. It can be daunting, even scary. Can I love like that? Christ says, "Yes, you can. Because if I ask something of you, I will give you the grace to make it happen." And so we have this new commandment. Love one another, my friends, as I love you. He has taken away the old covenant in which Moses brought the lambs and slaughtered them, and they spread the blood over the doorposts for protection. He has established the new covenant on the cross in his own blood. And that new covenant is one not of servanthood, but one of friendship and true love, true charity. He has once again surprised us, and in a beautiful way. we can live like Christ. We can offer ourselves like he did. The crucifix is a symbol of love. And that's why it's a very powerful thing to have it veiled at this time. Because we recall that Christ has, you know, hasn't been crucified yet. We enter with the apostles in this very special triduum. But soon that beautiful image will come back, that true symbol of love. And we pray that we can love even partially as he has loved us. And again, he says, you can, and more. Because I am here to help you with the grace of the sacraments. We come full circle. In this blessed sacrament he has established, we receive healing. We receive strength. This is the original feast of the Blessed Sacrament. Before Corpus Christi was established, this is the feast of body and blood of Christ. And this moment of adoration that we have at the beginning, at the end of the Mass, is the first true adoration. And so I encourage you to continue to journey with the apostles and the holy women, all of the disciples, in this holy triduum. Today, in our hurried preparations for the triduum, we were much like the apostles, having to prepare the place for the Passover. And so there was a beauty in that, even in the midst of the chaos that sometimes happens. And now we join with him at supper, at table, as his friends. And soon he will show us the depth of his love in the washing of the feet. And truly, showing us what it means to be Christ-like. And then after supper, we journey with him across the valley to the Garden of Gethsemane to keep watch with him, to pray with him. In our altar of repose, we take Christ there because we journey with him. And then we spend time in prayer with him, in vigil with him. As suddenly we go from a time of solemnity to a time of sorrow in seeing Christ in his passion. What will we do? Will we watch for him for an hour or more? When the crowd comes, will we abandon him like the apostles did? When he endures his passion, will we find him on the Via Dolorosa, on that sorrowful way of the cross? Will we be like John and Mary at the foot of the cross? And when he is in the tomb, where will we be? How will we reflect? And when the resurrection finally occurs, will we be there to run to the tomb, to see it empty, and to believe? Or we will be unbelieving? Let this be a time of great reflection for you, for your family, for all of us, that we may unite with Christ in the Paschal mystery, in which he shows us the full depths of his love.